the trespass offering. If a soul commits a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock, and thy estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. He shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy things, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus 5, verses 15 and 16. The sin has many forms, and everything it touches wounds and imparts death. These verses state the first case of the trespass offering. It is the case of a soul sinning through ignorance. God's law has been infringed, and his holy will set at naught. But though done in ignorance, it is no trifle with God. That sin can never be. Every form of iniquity is hated by God. God's white throne would lose its pristine whiteness if any sin were condoned. So we look first of all at the offense. The right especially condemns transgression in holy things. Now, what would such transgression be? Well, it might be offense in the payment of tithes, or neglecting to offer the first fruits as he ought, or purposely withholding them, or any part of them, or through eating sacred things he ought not. It was a trespass to or against the law. Or also, it could be trying to be righteous in one by one's own merit. It is a Cain religion, bringing to God the fruit of one's own toil, choosing the rags of our own righteousness, rather than the gospel robe of God's free gift of righteousness. This trespass has a fair exterior, but it slays the soul. There is much of this in our world today. All human religions invented by man are typical of sins of trespass in holy things. Religions such as Hinduism, Mohammedanism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Zoroastrianism, and all cults which deny the godhood of the Lord Jesus and his finished atoning work on Calvary's cross. Devotees of such will not take up God's land, and they refuse to be taught the way of God. They invent their own way. This is trespass to or against the Lord. But again, the trespass can be seen in those who know the truth of God, but bring to him no more than the ceremonial round, the regular attendance, a fair contribution of money, the faithful adherence to the church creed, all such as if sufficient to secure the crown of life. So many believe, alas, to their ruin. Now both these ways, all these ways, lead to woe. They are simply opposing falsehood. Both are Satan's delusion. Such trespasses live only in the dens of ignorance. But those spawned in ignorance, they are still trespasses. Now notice the substitute. Once again we see the dying victim as the picture type proclaiming Christ the Lord. He is the trespass offering. He is made sin for us. He suffers all our deserved punishment. He drinks up all our woes. Notice that the offerer has to bring a ram without blemish of the flock, that is, out of the sheep, from out of the sheep and not the goat. And this trespass offering has the idea, since it was a trespass in holy things, the offerer was to offer more value than required for sins of mere ignorance. It was again a type of Christ, who for his strength is compared to a ram, and to one without blemish points to his purity and holiness, and to a choice one selected out of the flock for his being chosen from among the people. Now this is amazing grace, which is the eternal song of the saved. This is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. This is the hope set before us, which is an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. The trespass offering bleeds and dies, and only by such substitution can the offender be forgiven. So Jesus dies, and all his family of believing people are saved. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that dies. Romans 8, 33, 34. Now notice the repayment. The need of sinful man is vast. None can measure the dimensions of guilt, trespass. But the work of our Lord Jesus covers it all. Here we see the value of the trespass must be reckoned. There was to be an estimation made of the offering, an estimation taken of the damage done to holy things. The cost must be paid according to the sanctuary's weight, not what man feels is the value. Thus here, in this ancient rite, we see a fifth part added. It is not enough to give equal. There must be excess. Leviticus 5, verse 16. So besides paying the whole damage, the offerer was to give a fifth part of the whole to the priest, to show the evil nature of the sin of sacrilege, to make men cautious of committing it. And why is this? Because trespass defrauds God. Sin is not only offense against the law, but trespass is a defrauding of God. Nothing we have or are is our own. Everything, therefore, which God has given us should be used to do him honor and augment his praise. But we have often robbed God of this. It would be vain conceit, too, to imagine we ourselves could make it up to him. The debt is huge, and only God's beloved Son can pay it. No devotedness on our part can repay. Surplus of merit is but a papist dream. All our works only increase our debt, only deepen our bankruptcy. Thus the trespass offerer added a surplus. And who can measure the surplus which the Lord Jesus Christ brought to Calvary's cross? In that cross is all that God can give and all that God can take. This makes the offering of Christ so full and so rich, so precious and divine. Oh, let us acknowledge before God that trespass stains our hearts, that we do often trespass, even in holy things. Let us remember that this form of trespass is as offensive to God as vulgar sin. It raises the same barrier between the soul and God. But here in the trespass offering, the Lord Jesus is depicted again in the brightest hue. He died to pay the trespass offering. Only as we cling to him can our trespass be forgiven. His cross is the only expiation for every trespass, as well as for every sin. His cross is a sufficient expiation. His surplus payment is more than enough. Now hear the words, the good words from Miss F.T. Wigram. Worthy of homage and of praise, worthy by all to be adored, exhaustless theme of heavenly lay, thou art worthy, Jesus Lord. Now seated on Jehovah's throne, the Lamb once slain in glory bright, 'tis then thou watchest o'er thine own, guarding us through the deadly fight. To thee, e'en now our song we raise, though sure the tribute mean must prove, no mortal tongue can tell thy way, so full of light and life and love. Yet, Savior, thou shalt have full praise. We soon shall meet thee on the cloud. We soon shall see thee face to face, in glory praising as we would. Amen and amen.